This is Fire Shut Up In My Bones, bringing to the world the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message entitled, Do We Know Him? Do We Know Him? When we reflect on what our Almighty Majesty saved us from, we become more appreciative of our salvation. The blood of Jesus Christ saved us from an eternal hell. We can contrast this to the Israelites whom our Almighty God rescued from Egypt's captivity. Egypt is a picture of the world and the Promised Land a picture of heaven. My dear brethren, God saved us from the world, therefore, our life must reflect our future destination to heaven. The scripture saith, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. We must reflect in our life that we know the Master Jesus Christ and that we have been rescued from darkness. The scripture saith, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and unto his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. The way to reflect our divine transformation is to obey the commands of Christ. Our text verse is 1 John 2:3, which says, And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. 1 week ago, my wife and I were giving out gospel tracts to an elderly couple. Their reply was, We know God, honey. That reply resonated in my mind for some time now. Therefore, my Heavenly Father saw it fit to teach me 1 John 2:3. Seest thou a fellow disobeying Hebrews 10:25, which says, Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching? I tell you, such an individual knows not our Lord. The Bible says, We know him if we keep his commandments. Seest thou a fellow with long hair fashioned into a man bun? Verily I say unto you, such a fellow knows not our Lord. For God's holy word commands, Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? 1 Corinthians 11:14. Seest thou a fellow who mimics what the Lord saved him out from? I tell you, such a fellow knows not our Lord. The Bible says in Romans 12:12, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is the acceptable will of God to obey the one who bought us. The Bible says, For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Seest thou a fellow who indulges in booze? Verily I say unto you, such a fellow knows not God. For his word says, Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Seest thou a man who is a whoremonger? I tell you, such a man knoweth not the Lord. For the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:18, Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. My dear brethren, I mention not these things to make you feel terrible, but for the edification of our Christian walk. My speech is rooted in the word of God, so that we all may be edified. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians 4:29. If we obey the commands of God, we reflect that we indeed know him. The Bible says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Not only do we, my brethren, show unto the world that we know Christ, but his love will abide with us. First I declare unto ye that if ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. Displaying our love for Christ is by the action of our obedience to his commands. Second, I'll declare that if a man obeyeth God, his love will abide in the obedient saint. The scripture saith in John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is the reward for the obedient saint who knows God by obeying his commands.